Hey guys, how you doing? Coming in for a divine masculine check. I am recording this live on not only my Instagram, Cryptic Kirsty Tarot, but I'm also recording it live for my podcasts. So, and hopefully I shall pop them onto my YouTube. So make sure you're on all of those sites so you can catch me. Okay. For the Divine Masculine check-in, I'm going to do a head and heart. But first off, I'm going to use the John Holland. I always say Johned. It's not. It's John. John Holland psychic oracle tarot for the heart. It's a mouthful. Psychic tarot for the heart. If you want to check those out, if you are listening on my podcast, obviously if you're on Instagram, hello, you can see the cards and I will be holding them up. I'm recording on two devices at once because she's magic like that. So for my divine masculines, I just want to get from the tarot from the heart, I just want to get some feels before I go in and do a head and heart. So the divine masculine, where's the divine masculine at? Hi, divine masculines, if you're listening or watching. And hi, divine feminines, if you're being a cross watcher. I don't blooming blame you. Okay, divine masculines, where they're at right now. Whoosh. Okay, so we've got the death card, and like I say, this is the psychic tarot for the John Holland psychic tarot for the heart. So we've got the death, we have balance, which is a beautiful card. It's got a male and a female half, which I absolutely love. And then just breathe. So for me, these overall energies, where the divine masculines are at right now, and I know there's different waves and some will resonate and some won't, and that's fine if you're in connection. If you're not in connection, all these things do apply as well. But for me, let's just talk on the divine masculines right now. The feels up with the detached. It's not death, it's detached. I had my finger over it. But it's similar. It's similar. You know, when you need to detach from something, I've got a feeling that the divine masculines just want to detach from the whole situation, want to detach from the divine feminines, want to like let go of the. It's all when it becomes too much. Okay, when the energies are too strong, what do people want to do in general? That's right, detach. And that makes the death of something old and the birth of something new. Okay, so I just feel with the masculines right now, they're detached. They need to regroup, recoup, rethink, re-see what they're doing, where they're going, whether they're with a karmic or not. Okay, they are detached from themselves right now, the way they think, the way they feel, the way they act, their choices and decisions. I just feel everything's a bit too much and they don't know which way to turn. They can't turn to you. They can't turn to the karmic. They can't turn. They don't know which way to turn. Okay, that's where the masculines are at right now. Okay, we've also got balance. So I feel like the masculines, yeah, okay. So this balance card, you've got one half male, one half female. And it is tuning into that. If you're coming up as a masculine, whether you're male or not, it's finding that divine feminine within you and vice versa for the feminines, right? It's that they're detaching because they need to purge. They're detaching because the third card, just breathe. Okay, they need to find themselves again. They're lost, okay? The divine masculines right now feel lost. Lost in their attachment with you, lost in attachment issues just in general, lost in their life, don't know where they're going to. And for some divine masculines, I have to say, especially with this card here, the Just Breathe card, okay, I just feel some of them could have pregnancies coming up. I heard that as a download. So some of them, the karmics could be pregnant. Okay, or what it is they're thinking about building that life, you know, creating that, or it could just well be creating that new life. But if you look in the two of these cards, so the balance and the just breathe, there's a yin and yang in both of those cards. And it's a case of finding that yin and yang. And the thing is, with the first card, detach, that is what the divine masculine has to do, okay? The divine masculine has to detach from everything, especially from the divine feminine, which feminines, I know that's tough, and I know that's not easy, and you're probably feeling that energy anyway, okay? But I just feel they need to be able to do that to balance their energies out again, to find that feminine within themselves, because otherwise they're just, you know, the masculines have just run off with it. you know, they will just run off with it and run away with it and ignore it. But at least they're trying to do some work here. I feel what it is. The masculines are just trying to do some work here. Okay, so I'm going to go in and get my head and heart spread. Okay, I'm using the Badass Tarot deck. And you basically, if you're listening on my podcast, you want to check these cards out because they take no prisoners. Okay, so there we are, the four cards are out. Okay, as above, so something that the Divine Masculines are aware of, you're aware of, Divine Masculines, okay, and what's coming up, okay, is Seven of Wands in reverse, okay, and I just feel for me with the Seven of Wands in reverse, I think Masculines, you know you're running out of time. Masculines, you know the time is waits for no man. Doesn't matter who you are, what you are, where you are, what you're doing in life. Time waits for no man. And I feel what it is, and maybe that's why they're detaching, remember, from the first three cards, the first three energies I pulled out, is because they're like, oh shit, time literally waits for no man. I need to deal with this. I need to sort this out. And I feel that's where the Divine Masculines are at. They realize time is precious. And it's not standing still. And all we're doing is getting older. So with that realization being said and that realization being had and met, the Divine Masculines then pull back and detach to be able to work it out. I get it, right? I like sometimes like there's a lot of shit goes down in Chinatown and I have to pull back to realize and know what I'm going and work it out. Where am I going next? What am I going to do? You know, and you know, masculines go from more like the head than the heart, whereas the feminines are generally the heart than the head. Okay, that doesn't always stand to reason. Okay, that's a sweeping statement. It's a generalization. Does not always stand to reason. Here in the thinking section, we have the Star. So they're certainly thinking about coming into alignment. Okay, Divine Masculines are thinking about coming into alignment, not just with the Divine Feminines, but with themselves. And did that not show in the first two cards with the Balance and Just Breathe? And both of these cards have got the yin and yang, the light and dark, the feminine and masculine. So the masculines really are trying, okay, to come into alignment at the moment. It's in their head. They're thinking, how can I align this? How can I do this? As much as they've pulled away and they're detached, okay, they're thinking, how can I get this right? How can I come into alignment with this? What do I need to do? Well, we all know you need to do the inner work, masculines. Okay, you need to do the inner work. You need to let go of what does not serve you. You need to let go of the ego, the drive, the power struggles, okay? In the feeling section, we have the Magiciane. Okay, so in the feeling section, it's almost like, I actually feel, to have the magicians in the feelings is quite, is tricky because the magician card is like the Virgo, is a Virgo card, and Virgos are very analytical. Virgos will think love more than they'll feel love. Okay, and I just feel like it's manifested there. Their love for the feminines is manifested no matter what. It's there. It's a given. They've put it there. It's not going to go away. That's what, it's addictive. Okay, because this magician card in the Badass Tarot is doing a line of something. Podcasters, you won't be able to see this unless you go on to Cryptic Kirsty Tarot on Instagram. And in Instagram, just to let you know, I'm recording my podcast at the same time. So if you wanted to listen to this whilst you're on your walk or what have you. So it feels very much like they're in the feel section. They're addicted to your love. They're addicted. They're addicted to the feminine's love. Divine masculines are addicted to it. They need it. They want it. They know they have to have it to survive. Okay. At the heart, at the bottom, so below, it's kind of my card. So we've got as above is something you know, so below is something you don't, okay? And we have got masculines, the Page of Swords. This says to me something that you do not know. This can be taken two ways, okay? Which means, masculines, that something you do not know with the Page of Swords here is that you are still being watched. It may not think, you may not think it, it may not feel it, but the Divine Feminines are still keeping one eagle beady little eye on you, whether it's your socials, whether they see you out in public, all divine counterpart situations are very different, okay? A lot of it will be socials, because nowadays that's the way it is. No carrier pigeons involved these days, you know what I mean? So if even if they've led you, possibly led you to believe that there's nothing being watched, nothing being seen, nothing being meant, private messaging, there's still a little eagle eye divine masculines on you, okay? Or if we flip term reverse that masculines, it's very much a case of watch out for your behavior when it comes to having a spy up or having a look on the feminines. Or what it is don't believe everything you have seen. Okay, because people only post what they want to post, right? People only post the good, not the bad and the ugly, generally speaking. So if you've seen something that's got you triggered, which wouldn't surprise me because you have detached from the situation and you're gone to do some balancing, good for you. Do that inner work, because masculines, the more you do that inner work, the more the feminines will too, right? But don't everything you see or have seen isn't always what it cracked up to be, isn't always what it seems, if that makes sense. Okay, so that's where the masculines are at. They're detaching, they're pulling back, trying to work out how they can come into alignment with you guys. But the one thing here in the heart there, in the heart chakra with the magician, is that it is that burning addictive love, and it still burns strong. Okay, divine masculines, please take care of yourselves, and I will speak to you very, very soon. All the best.